Hello, and welcome to We Speak CVE, a free podcast from the CVE program. On this podcast, we'll talk with people from the cybersecurity community about what else, cybersecurity and vulnerability management, and the CVE catalog of vulnerabilities. If you didn't know, the CVE program's mission is to identify, define, and catalog publicly disclosed cybersecurity vulnerabilities.
Hello and welcome to the CVE podcast. I'm your host, Shannon Sabins, and I have some great people with me today. We have some new members to the board, and we wanted to take an opportunity to introduce those folks, talk to them a little bit about why they've joined the board and, you know, what they're doing, what their hopes are, and a little bit about what they bring to the table. I'm going to let them introduce themselves. And I'm going to start with you, Madison. Hi.
Hi, everybody. My name is Madison Oliver. I'm a security manager here at GitHub, managing our advisory database curation team. I have been a member of CVE for a number of years and have recently joined the board. I'm quite excited for this new opportunity.
Okay. Hi, my name is Megazone, or just MZ. I'm a principal security engineer from F5 Inc., and I've been involved with the CV program about 8 years now and was recently elected as the CNA liaison to the board.
Hello, Shannon. I'm Todd. I've been on this podcast before. It's been super fun. I used to be the CNA liaison, but I am no longer. I am now a real board member person, human. And you may notice some murmur in the background. Where are we recording today, Shannon?
So we are live at VulnCon.
VulnCon!
That's right. That's right. So for where we used to have a CNA, just a CNA conference, and this will be our first VulnCon. This is CVE and FIRST together. So some CNAs, a lot of people who do a lot of interesting vulnerability-related work, CSERTs, PSERTs, this is the first.
Super fun. Too bad. You couldn't be here.
Fostering collaboration. Come next year.
This is a lovely conference, and I can't
it's
wait.
It's been great.
Yeah, I can't wait until, you know, we see a larger audience next year. It's great.
Cool.
Okay, so I want to start with Megazone because I know you the least, and yet you've been involved in CVE a long time. You're at F5. F5 was an early comer to the CVE program, and you've been involved in a lot of the working groups. So tell us a little bit about your background, a little bit about your experience with CVE, and some of your working group participation, if you would, please.
Sure. Yeah, I've been with F5 now for 14 years, just past 14 years.
Holy moly.
Wow.
Time flies. And about 8 years ago, the F5 CERT, the Security Incident Response Team, was created at F5, and I was one of the first people to join that team. And one of the early things we did when the CERT was formed was actually to join the CVE program. We've been a CNA since 2016. And so,
bravo.
Yeah, we were something more in the mid-40s, I think, as CVE numbers, CNA numbers. And so I've been involved with our like vulnerability tracking and disclosure. I kind of like spearheaded that within the CERT. And over time, like early on when we joined the program, there was the CNA, CWG working group, you know, for CNAs. I kind of started off in there, and then we'd find out about, oh, this new thing's being worked on over in this other working group. So I joined that one, and then that would link to another one. So it was like AWG, QWG. And at this point, I believe I am on every working group.
It's including the event planning working group.
Including this for con. I was one of the organizers for this con. Yeah, so I'm not sure exactly how that happened. It kind of just grew over time. And then the opportunity came up when Todd was moving up to a full position on the board. The liaison position opened up, and I was nominated for that. And I'm honored to have been elected as the representative for the CNA community to the board.
Cool. I want to ask you, because part of my job as co-chair of the outreach working group is getting people involved and getting people, you know, who want to participate, making those opportunities accessible or feel more accessible. How do you manage your time with so much working group participation?
I'm a workaholic and I don't sleep, but I mean, really, it's that's kind of facetious, but I somewhat true. But the it's not bad. I mean, you don't have to be involved with everything. I'm a little of an exception, I think. But, I mean, a great place is like new CNAs coming in. I would strongly encourage them to get engaged with the CNA CWG.
Heck yeah.
Because it's not – a working group is a little – people might be put off by that, like, oh, we gotta, I gotta do work or something. But it's really almost an organization, a group where you can talk to your peer CNAs and just ask questions, like, you know, especially if you're starting off. And it also exposes you to things, like, that's how I started off. And you start, finding out, because we share information from other working groups there, and be like, oh, so the QWG is working on this new, you know, format, this EV record format. I have some concerns about the current format. It's like, well, that's a great place to go. Then voice, you know, your voice, your opinions, your concerns, your ideas, and help keep improving the program. So it's a great place to get started.
Well, I love this because I feel like we've touched on so many of the working groups, and a lot of people don't know there are so many places to get involved and with CVE, and some of those you need to be a CNA. Some of those you don't need to be a CNA, too. So, you know, if somebody, if you work for a company, they don't happen to be a CNA, but CVE is your passion. There are a lot of opportunities to get involved, and, you know, we have a place for you. And this is a great community. It's a large community. It's a pretty diverse community. And for sure, you know, we're better for, we benefit from all the volunteers that we have. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's a good point that there's several of the working groups are open to non-CNA. It's like you don't have to be a CNA to be a member of some of these working groups. If you can be an individual who has an interest in the program or CVE, you can be a downstream consumer who consumes CVE data. I know that right now there's some discussions going on about possibly forming a group for the consumer side of things because all that input's important because, you know, when we're doing things like creating new data formats or doing CVE services and doing all the things we do, you try to keep in mind who's consuming these records. But having the voices of the actual consumer is super, super important there. It's just like what difference does it make if we make these changes? How is that going to affect our downstream consumers?
Yeah, because we are a large community, I think we struggle with balance of you know, here are the CNAs, and then, you know, some of them are vendors, some of them are open source, some of them are, and then research participation. And then, you know, lately we're a lot more thoughtful, as we move to JSON 5, a lot more thoughtful about consumers of CVE and how people are consuming CVE. I would also say to people, a lot of the board came out of membership in the working groups. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if you're interested in board participation, getting involved in the working groups may be an avenue to board participation.
I mean, I would argue today it's probably hard to get on the board if you haven't been in a working group at this point.
I think that's
because we have a lot of working groups. They're very active. And so, like, and it's a great proving ground, right? Of like, oh, someone who will actually show up to meetings, someone who will take an action item and then come back 2 weeks later and say, like, I did the thing I said I was going to do. I mean, I love it. I think it's a great, like, you know, field system for, you know, putting people on the board.
And also, if you're enjoying the board, I think it's kind of important to understand the program you're going to be overseeing.
Yeah.
Being on the working groups gives you a real inside view of the kind of the how the sausages are made, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Of like, because it's easy to say, like I think we talked before we started recording, like it's easy to point out problems, but it's a lot harder to develop solutions.
So on the one hand, if you want to have a hand in how CVE goes, and then you can join the board today, or you can join a working group today, right? You go to CVE.org, it's in the governance section, you'll find it, it's easy. And then from there on, you'll get exposure to other board members, you know, users of CVE, producers of CVE, all that stuff. You'll be able to see, like, oh, these are the kinds of people you'll work with. And you will find out that everybody who is in the CVE program, I'm totally hijacking your podcast, Shannon.
I'm loving this. I'm loving this. CVE is a great organization, but it's not a perfect organization.
It's not just, it is imperfect, but it is made up of people whose heart really is in the right place. Uh-huh. I promise you, this is not a shadowy cabal of evil tech vendors and Silicon Valley overlords who are trying to, like, crush, you know, truth. No, absolutely not. We all want to, like, level up the security of the internet.
So, oh, completely, yeah.
Yeah.
So, and with a lot of the efforts that we have in CVE, and especially in our working groups, are really volunteer-based as well. Some of us are lucky enough to work at organizations that pay us to do this, but many of us are not. So a lot of the work that we're doing here is really volunteer-based. So if anybody else is interested in participating in this type of work, we would be very open to more engagement, especially from the broader community.
Working groups is where it's at.
Absolutely. So, Todd.
Yes.
Yeah. So before, you were the CNA representative on the board. You held the CNA seat.
I did.
And now, and that's an elected seat, so we see Megazone now. But you made some career changes, and you've made some changes. You're now working in the public sector.
I am.
And you are a permanent seat on the board. So you were elected to the board as a permanent seat now. Tell me a little bit about how your participation changes. Is it the same? Is it different? And how?
I would say that my move from CNA liaison to CNA board membership, it didn't really have anything to do with my employment. It's not like, oh, you're in the government, you're on the board now. Like that was not the thought process.
Coincidental, but you know,
it's
they
coincidental,
were,
right?
They were big changes at the same time for you.
I had been on the CNA liaison position for, I don't know, 5 years, something like that.
It was 5 years.
And that was too long. We had discussions on the board of like, well, what do we actually want the CNA liaison position to do? Well, they speak for the trees, right? They're the Lorax of the CVE program. They are there
to fight for the
user. That's right. They fight for the users. They're Tron. Congratulations. You're now Tron. I hope, you know, the 14-year-old version of you is very happy with you. Or eight. I don't know how old you are. So we're trying to make sure. So to answer your question, the biggest change is like now I feel like I need to care more, and I do care more about like the CVE program as a whole. And I have every bit of faith and trust in Megazone to keep an eye out to make sure that the board is not accidentally messing over the CNA community, because that is the remit of the CNA liaison position, is that someone needs to make sure that, like, because we have a lot of CNAs, right? You have a big flock you have to tend. Yeah. and so that is in the very capable hands of Megazone. In the meantime, I'll be picking fights on the board.
And you're still the head of the CNA CWG.
And I am still the chairperson of the CNA Coordination Working Group, or CNACWG.
Is it just me, or have we doubled in size in the last 5 years from a CNA participation perspective?
Oh, easily.
Five years for sure.
Yeah,
for
I think sure. We've doubled in size. So, yeah. You know, amazing, amazing growth.
Yeah.
Under, you know, considerably under your leadership, you know, not just the board, but also
the board.
In the CNA working group and facilitating.
Well, and my new employer, CISA, we have people who are paid directly to do things like CNA recruitment, to make sure that we are getting like a diversity of vendors, suppliers, researchers, other governments involved. So stay tuned for that. We have a pretty exciting announcement, I think, coming up. I don't know when this publishes, but it'll be nearby here. But yeah, so like we have now people who are working like directly full-time on, you know, minding the CVE ecosystem.
The CNA working group, though, also, you know, provides mentorship and, you know, helps enable.
It's a very like, hey, I had this weird problem. Has anyone else seen this problem? And almost all the time, someone's like, oh, yeah, I ran into that like 18 months ago. Here's how I fixed it. So it's a very kind of like, you know, small many to small many group, but it's a great group of people who actually care about, you know, vulnerability disclosure.
Yeah, and you don't actually have to come to the meeting. Oh, we'd love it if you came to the meetings.
We have a mailing list.
There's a mailing list. There's a Discord. There's a Slack.
Yeah,
which are cross-linked.
Yep.
And I think becoming a CNA, once you've done it, you know, is not an intimidating thing. But I think when you're doing it and when you're in that process, It does feel a little daunting to many organizations, and we really, you know, are in a great position to be able to help. So I want to change, and I want to go talk to Madison.
Yeah.
I was teasing Madison earlier and calling her my pet. Madison is my nominee to the board. I think we're very lucky to have a lot of great female leadership on the board already, but Madison was kind of everything I wanted for the board. She's young, she's female, she's research focused. That is a passion for me, and she's a person who is already doing it. She was already out, publishing on the topic. She's been very active in the working groups, active in OSSF, and I felt that she had so much to give to the program. So I'm thrilled that she's here, and I'm thrilled that she's on the board. Madison, tell us about your work, and tell us about your passion for CVE.
Absolutely. My passion for CVE started when I was coordinating vulnerabilities at the CERT Coordination Center on behalf of the U.S. government. As part of that effort, I was managing our CNA, which was quite broad in scope and was a really, really interesting experience, and I learned quite a lot. And similar to Megazone's experience, I started out by joining one working group and then another and then another, and then eventually found myself in all of the working groups, which was truly a really great way to understand what the program was working on, get a wide breadth, and really understand the problems that we're trying to tackle and why we're trying to tackle them. So in my transition to GitHub, I have reduced the number of working groups that I work in, unfortunately, but I am a human being with a limited amount of time. So I have redirected some of my efforts now to the board level to try to have a broader impact, broader focus, and really bring the perspective, you know, of my users, of my clients, of my constituents, which is open source maintainers, security researchers. And I think that that is a perspective that is easy to miss out on, and it is easy to disregard at times, especially when you're talking about vulnerability management at an international level, which is really what CVE is doing. So I think it's really important for these folks to have representation, and I'm happy to be one of the many that is representing them at this level.
Yeah, a lot of our researcher contributors are independent, right? And so they don't feel, I think, the same representation at the table. But I think there are some of us who have a background in working with research who try very hard to bring that, to bring that voice to the table. And so that's one of the reasons why I felt really thrilled to have Madison. That she's in touch with that.
Madison is possibly the most perfect board member we have.
That's right.
Well, I mean, like much to Todd's earlier point, I have found myself to be incredibly mission-focused. Mm-hmm. Surprise, surprise, that I went from working at a federally funded research and development center to a place like GitHub, which is also incredibly mission-focused. I really want to help where I can, to do what I can. And it's incredibly important to me as an individual to be a part of the solution as opposed to part of the problem. Right. It's easy to point out all the flaws within the CVE system, within vulnerability management as a whole. It is a lot harder to try to fix those problems, which is what I, the board, everybody in the working groups, and everyone involved in this is really trying to do. It's really well-intentioned. We're really doing our best. We're a group of volunteers who really just care a lot. We make mistakes sometimes. We're humans, and that's okay.
Yeah, it's not a perfect program, but I think it's a good program, and I think we've got a lot of great folks, working to make things better all the time. We continue to work through some transitions to scale the program. Of course, when you're scaling the program as large and as fast as we are, I think there have been some bumps along the way, but I think we're headed in the right direction to scale globally.
For sure.
Yeah, I think some of the really cool things that we've been working on to try to support that effort is, as we've seen over years, the number of CNAs has grown tremendously, which is amazing. I love more participation in the program. And downstream effect of that is the amount of vulnerability information that is being produced has increased at an exponential level. Mm-hmm. So what some of the things that we have been working on in the CVE program to deal with some of the problems that we might be causing is creating more automation for CNAs to be able to request IDs, submit their information, really reduce the burden to entry to becoming a CNA, make the whole process easier, ideally for everybody involved, given the scale that we're looking at and that we expect to continue looking at. This is only going to get larger.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's been the big shift to the federation model. Like, it's not all centralized. It's not, all just MITRE now.
Oh, yeah.
There's no way the CVE program could have scaled to where it is now. I mean, we're approaching, almost 400 CNAs now? We're getting close. Mm-hmm. And like I said, 8 years ago, we were 40-ish. Like, it's almost a 10x increase. there's no way you can scale. And it's like every week, I remember it used to be like once every few weeks, like, we have a new CNA. And now it's like, here's five new CNAs that join. and so it's growing rapidly. And we'd never be able to do that without going to the federated model, having CVE services instead of having a human have to take the web form, right, and take the input, like having CVE services where you can do automation for requesting CNA. These are all major changes. CVE record format 5, the new rules that are currently to the public comment period as we're recording this just ended last week. So those will be coming out soon. There's a lot of things always happening. There's always something to work on. I just was reminded, there was a panel yesterday, one of the presentations yesterday that I thought was fun. It was CVE is the worst vulnerability framework except for all the others.
Oh, yes. That
was a great presentation.
Good old Winston Churchill riff.
Yeah. So, yeah, it was a great presentation. But, yeah, the title was a little bit of a bait to people in it, but it was a good presentation. Sure. I attended that one. And by the way, around the time this comes out, all the presentations here at VolCon it's being recorded and will be on YouTube on the CVE's
Perhaps by the time this airs.
Perhaps by the time this airs. Sometime around then, probably the next two
if
to
there's
four
a
weeks.
Link, I'm sure it'll be in the show notes.
But, so the we all know the program's not perfect. Humans are involved. It can't be perfect. But we'll keep making improvements.
And to your point about the program federating it, I've seen a lot of benefits from doing that, aside from being a clear way to get more engagement from more folks, right, get greater participation, kind of spread the workload beyond just MITRE as the secretariat. It has moved the source of the vulnerability information that is being produced closer to the people that are actually creating the software that have the subject matter expertise to really properly evaluate whether this is a vulnerability, how severe this is, what is the root cause. So we're really doing everything we can, too, to drive the source of the information as upstream as possible and as close to the source as possible.
There was a blurry line, I think, for some people for a long time between MITRE and the program itself.
Oh.
MITRE.
Everyone thinks it's all one.
No, thing. Yeah.
MITRE, CVE, NVD, and CISA are all one person.
Government cabal.
I mean, we're fortunate to have MITRE to administer our work, but the governance of the program belongs to the board. Mm-hmm. And, MITRE has been a wonderful enabler of the program as a secretariat and helping us to grow and scale, but the governance of the program belongs to the board and continues to do so. So, yeah, again, I hope that becomes a less blurry line for people as we continue to grow.
We keep talking about it.
Yeah.
Keep putting this podcast out.
So, any closing words to our audience?
I continue to have a blast. I really like talking about vulnerabilities a lot. I like reading about them. I like writing about them. I like talking about them. I like doing interpretive dance and pantomimes and one-act plays and short musical numbers about them. I'll do anything. And the board really lets me do that. And I am eternally grateful for the opportunity to hang out with people like Megazone and Madison and Shannon and everyone else, all the other board members and contributors to the CVE program, because to a person, everyone actually cares.
And it's a great group of people.
And that just warms my heart. I love it. I'm going to get teary.
I would say join us.
Join
us. Like I said, we talked about already, the working groups. If you have an interest, if vulnerabilities, CVE is an interest of yours, if you have issues, complaints, ideas, best thing to do is join the working group, the appropriate working group or groups, and share your energy and bring your ideas. New blood is always great.
Yep.
We don't pretend to have all the answers today. We know there's things we have to fix, but having more hands makes the work easier. The best thing I can say is get involved. Even if you just come to like the CNACBG, join the Discords, talk to your peers.
Bring your complaints. That's fine.
Yeah, totally. We want to make things better. That's why we're involved. We wouldn't be volunteering and giving our time if we didn't believe in the program and want to make it better.
Yeah.
Yeah, I second both of those sentiments. I couldn't possibly agree more. We're doing everything that we can, right? This is very well intentioned. We are truly, genuinely trying to help, and we want diversity of thought, diversity of perspective, diversity of our users, consumers, wherever you sit in this very broad supply chain that we're calling CVE and vulnerability management. Please come. Please share that with us. I'm not going to pretend that our program is perfect, but we're doing what we can to improve every day. I think we've made leaps and bounds the past couple of years, and I look forward to the leaps and bounds that we're going to make in the future. And if this is something that you care about, if you feel similarly to make his own Todd and Shannon. If you want to do interpretive dance to vulnerability management, please come join us.
And VulnCon is a great place to do it. Come to VulnCon. This is next year. Really great.
If you're listening to this, you're probably too late.
You're too late this year. But come to VulnCon next year. This also is a great group of people.
Those are fantastic. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for coming to the podcast. I'm really thrilled we could do it in person.
Yeah.
And, thanks for listening.
Thank you for joining us today on the We Speak CVE podcast, which is available for free on Buzzsprout and the CVE website. If you'd like to participate or suggest a topic, please contact us on the CVE website.